A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, July 21st, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the road to the 2018 elections in Zimbabwe.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave. Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
And once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the road to the 2018 presidential elections and also general elections. They are harmonized now.
Addressing the 4th Presidential Youth Interface Rally at Somhlolo Stadium in Lupane, Matawe North Province today, President Robert Mugabe, who turns 94 next year, scoffed at suggestions that he must leave office, saying he's popular with the electorate. Mr. Mugabe also called for youth to register to vote in next year's elections. He urged the Youth League to target university and college students.
Meanwhile, Mr. Mugabe's main rival, Morgan Tsvangirai, of the opposition MDC, was also in Matabeleland today, meeting with his party structures. The meeting took place at McDonald Hall in Muzilikazi High Density Suburb.
To join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we are live streaming on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. Yeah, namhlanje ke sixoxa ngakho blessing. Ukuthi umkhankaso usuqalisile mfowethu. Uqalisa nje umkhankaso abantu sebebona ukuthi sokumele bevotelwe khona manje. Umongameli Robert Mugabe khona ngale eLupane, esabelweni seMatabeleland North namhlanje. Kuthi ke umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai ubekho obulawayo. Elungisa lokho kuthiwa ngama-structures akhe. Ukuthi abona ukuthi kambe kuyaxega kumbe kuqinile. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani zulu kandaba ukuthi lilubona njani ukhetho olubuyayo. Ye, kunjalo fowethu.
Honguka Gibbs nasi tinauti tinge tichitarisa nezve nyaya yesarudzo dza 2018 dza dzine gadziriro yatotanga. Nhasi vaMugabe vanga vari kuLupane uko vachitaura nevechidiki vebato ravo vaMorgan Tsvangirai vanga vari muBulawayo. Kumuzilikazi High Density Suburb kumusha wevazhinji vachitaurawo nenhengo dzebato ravo vose vakanangana negadziriro dza 2018 asi vachitaura ipapo vaMugabe vakurudzira kuti nyaya yemhirizhonga imire vakati pane vamwe vanhu vari kufamba vachishandisa zita reZANU-PF kuita zvinhu zvakaipa kuita mabasa erima vakati vanhu ivavo vanofanira kumiswa kuita izvozvo. Let's read what Mr. Mugabe said about the violence. We note that violence has actually escalated in the past weeks with reports of arson targeted mostly around Harare, targeting the opposition MDC. And this is what the president said today, and I quote, "I hear there are groups that are moving around beating people. No, that is not our way of doing things. If you see them, push them off the road and give them the punishment they deserve. Do not even wait for the police to come. We cannot have criminals spoiling our good name." That's the president there.
So, okay, liyamuzwa lapha ke uMongameli Robert Mugabe, sibona iphetshana lika blessing lapha. Uyakhuluma sibili, ukhothiwe sibili khuluma, esithi ye, kulabantu abahamba bebhotabhota lapha, besithi bangabantu bezano batshaya abantu. So, uthi hayi bantu, akumelanga kube njalo. Nxa ungahlangana labantu bolabo, bafuthe bafake endleleni kancane uthi mani la. Ube usudila labo, ungamelela ukuthi amapolisa abuye. Singazi ukuthi inkulumo yakhe leyi iyayenza kube lodlakela kumbe hatshi, asazi. Ngoba uthi abantu laba bachaphaza ibizo leZANU-PF. So, kungani kunjalo ke mfowethu? asikupe kasipoti.
Wangu ka hama wadiwa makasu nunguka kuti munge mchiti fonera tichitarisa maonere enyu amuri kuita nesarudzo dziri kuuya gore rinouya sekutaura kwataita pane mhirizhonga yambenge ichiitika ndo zvinonzi nevamwe zvinosvibisa sarudzo dzemunyika nekudaro vanhu vanofanira kunge vachiita sarudzo dzavo murunyararo I mean this violence maybe this is what has forced one candidate Nkosana Moyo to say he's not going to be holding big rallies he is going to be you know just meeting his people in smaller groups he even said that you know he's not even going to distribute t-shirts as we see in all campaigns because he's afraid that his supporters might actually be targeted that's not a good sign.
Yeah, it seems as if maybe, as you are saying, Blessing, he's scared about some of these things. But at the end of the day, you know that politics is a game of numbers. So if you don't have numbers, then you've got a problem.
Indeed.
And if you are not campaigning publicly, people will think that you have fallen by the wayside.
Exactly.
So in most cases, then you've got a problem that people won't recognize you. Of course, you can have your presence on social media, like Facebook and other things. But not everybody is on Facebook, not everybody is on Twitter, not everybody is on you know Instagram, and you can even use some WhatsApp kind of messaging. Maybe some people can say, okay, it's there, but you can't capture everyone.
Indeed,
that's a big problem.
Want boots on the ground. Yep. We'll see how that campaign will be progressing. But right now we are being joined by the MDCT Deputy Organizing Secretary. That's Mr. Amos Chibaya. Mr. Chibaya, good evening.
Good evening, my brother.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yeah, so Mr. Chibaya, we'll start with the violence that is actually broken out in some areas like Harare and in Caesar. So at the end of the day, how serious is this kind of violence?
What I can say is that we are dealing with a dictator, and you know when a dictator position is threatened, they ought to use violence. As a party, we don't support violence. What we're only saying is that those who are promoting violence, they must desist from the use of violence and campaign peacefully. Because the people of Zimbabwe are not people who are violent. Only ZANU-PF as a part who is known of using violent tactics when you are approaching elections.
But today, addressing his supporters in Lupane, President Robert Mugabe said no to violence, and he said whatever is happening must stop.
Mugabe indicates he left while he is turning right. So when he say people must not use violence, he was actually saying they must do violence. And when they indicate left, they must not even follow Mugabe, because he will go to the right. So ZANU-PF, what they say during the day is not what they do during the night.
Gibbs.
So now, Mr. Chibaya, let's be honest with some of the things that we normally say, and I know that you're a very honest person. Do you see that, do you see the MTC actually managing this time around to bring out a good package so that people can follow the party and vote for the party? Or maybe it's just a question of promises, and nothing but promises.
People voted for our party since the year 2000, 2002, 2005, 2008, and also 2013. And this time around, I would like to say to listeners that if ZANU-PF use violence, if ZANU-PF try whatever to rig the 2018 elections, we are not going to allow them. And this is the honest truth, that as a party, we will not allow ZANU-PF to rig the 2018 elections. We have seen enough. The people of Zimbabwe have suffered enough. ZANU-PF promised the people of Zimbabwe in 2013 that they were going to create 2.2 million jobs. And as I'm talking to you right now, almost everybody is jobless. People are going to school after completion. After completion, they are not getting any employment. Our Zimbabwean people are suffering, and they know very well who to vote for. And they'll definitely vote for President Morgan Richard Tsvangirai.
But Mr. Chibaya, how are you going to stop the kind of, vote fraud? How are you going to do it?
What we are going to do, my brother, is that we are going to encourage the Zimbabwean people to come out in numbers to register to vote. We are going to encourage the Zimbabwean people to come out in numbers to vote. We are also going to encourage the Zimbabwean people to defend their vote.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Chibaya. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, we are talking about the road to the 2018 presidential elections. And of course, we are still trying to get someone from the ruling ZANU-PF party. The phones are problematic, but I think we've got someone now.
We've got Honorable Joseph Chuma, who is a ZANU-PF lawmaker. You know, he's an MP for Pelanda Mpopoma.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you can pose a question to him.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chuma, how did the rally in Lupane go today?
The rally went very well. It was all a very jovial mood, and the president and the first lady also addressed our members. And one thing that I particularly liked was that looking at the fact that we're now going towards elections, and normally in these third world countries, it's a time when violence escalates and things of that nature begin to be sort of a norm. I was so happy that from the youth leader, Comrade Chipanga, the first lady, and even the president himself, they're very quick to actually speak very clearly about the issues of violence. And we saw the first lady and the youth chairman, even the president, talking about one group within our sort of associations, which came out on social media depicting issues of violence, whereby they were taking off somebody's T-shirt because it belonged to another party and forcing them to wear a T-shirt belonging to ZANU-PF. And they clearly denounced that in public and said, we do not condone that. And the first lady even went up to say that she, as a mother as well, would not like to see someone's child suffering like that because she wouldn't want the same fate on her children. So I think that kind of message, if it's being preached, especially to the youth, because the youth are normally the ones that are used as pawns in this game of violence. So if this message is sent clearly and loudly to this sector of our society, then I think we are beginning to sort of shape a very conducive atmosphere whereby anybody must have the right to choose what political party they want to support, what candidate they want to support without fear of victimization or intimidation or coercion. So I think that tone alone was my highlight and my high mark for the interface rally that we had today in Lupane. And I wish all leaders really could emulate that and take that as a good lesson, because the president even went on to say that if such a thing happens, and make sure that you call the police and have these people arrested so that they pay for their crimes. Because most of the time, the party itself, ZANU-PF, is then blamed for somebody's stupid action, for somebody's individual sort of aspiration, which is then umbrellaed under the party ZANU-PF. So I think that was my highlight.
Yeah, but Honorable Chuma, talking about his statement on violence and saying that those perpetrating it must be dealt with, was the president acting presidential there? I mean, why not take them to the police?
That's exactly what he said. He said when somebody who wants to commit any form of violence, move out there and call the police and take them to the police.
No, you say it, Honorable Juma.
That person to go, because then there will be no evidence tomorrow.
He said,
and tomorrow we're going to deal with that issue of saying, but we did not see this person, and I was here because they've run away and they've killed themselves, and there's no more any evidence to link them to that violence.
This is Honorable Chuma.
Batwai Papo, citizen's arrest, it's a thing that is known all over the world. Carry out, effect a citizen arrest. Do not beat the person up. Do not do an eye for an eye. But do a citizen's arrest and then call the police or take that person to the police so that there is direct evidence. Then there's no need to be saying, where are you saying this person was violent? Because now the person will start telling you, no, I was not in Blawayo, I was in Mutare. You guys are lying, or you guys hate me and stuff like that. So you are talking of citizen arrest, not an eye for an eye.
But to quote him verbatim, he says, if you see them, push them off the road and give them the punishment they deserve. Do not even wait for the police to come, unless he was misquoted. We hope he was. Let's go kuna vamakoni varuguche gutu. Magadi vamakoni.
Ninofara magadi kwa imi.
Aiwa, tiripo murugu wona ose gaziru ya tanga esaruzwe.
Dai wangu wachingoregerera mudara wedu uyu wangu muzorodzawo wedu weza ndaona nhasi wachitaura wachiita kwavanga vari uku ndanyatsoona kuti mukuru wedu wakura
asikako kana vanhu vezanupiefu vachivada havo vamakoni haisi kodzero yavo here
vanodaro havo ze nokuti iwo ndakambonzwa vachitaura vachiti hakuna mumwe munhu angakwanisa kuitonga ndikasiya zvino ndisirewa nenyange wemuzani wacho hapana angakwanisa kuitonga handizoti kana kuri kwokuti mwari avatora nyika inosara isingachatongwi here zvavanoti hapana mumwe ungakwanisa kuzokuitonga nokuti nyika ka yasiyana nepras nyika ii nyika yevanhu nyika ii nyika ndingangoti ii nyika inzi saka zvaizvi munhu aripa haachisipo nhasi nyika yatofa inotorera hachisina mutungamiri nokuti munhu iyeye hachi zvingaitika here izvozvo naeduwei
asi ka nhai vamakoni kana vanhu musingavadeka ndosaka pachinzi pari kuitwa sarudzo sei musingavhotere mumwe munhu wamunoda imimi
vanditi vanoramba here nyange tikaisa watinoda vanongoti vanongoita mhezi dzavo dzavanoita voti zvavo kuti tisu tahwina nokuti vanenge vaita mhezi dzavo tinombozama ka but hatisi kushanda iyo vari kuti tisu tinofanira kutofirapo and vana vachuma ndine urongo sereki kuti vanoramba vachitisuwa munhu akura zvakabiyero zvandaona nhasi vachitaura vachiita pa vari kwavanga vari uku munhu wakura zvakarero zvokwadi onzi ngaarambe aripo chete uyewo vanhu vachiri kunzwa varipo zvinoreva kuti kudiko izvozvizvizvi nyange mumuweldhi toti muweldhi yose zvayo hapasina kamunhu anezera navo ari kutonga kana ari pabasa zvake kunyange riti zvaro mukuru akaita souya aifanira kuchionawo nguva yekuzorora achimukawo ari pamba achimukawo acho akazorora aikona kuramba vachifatinotenda
zvikuru vamakoni
hazvitaenderani
tinotenda zvikuru vamakoni nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndinokutendai baba ndinoramba tichingobatanawo tichingobatsirana ngavangoramba vakasinga vatsangirai ava zvichida nerumwewo gore zvichaita ko zvinoita
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru that's Mr. Makoni Gibson Chegutu. What he's saying is he was watching President Robert Mugabe on television and he says Mr. Mugabe is showing all signs of aging. Of course, Mr. Mugabe is 93 years old. He is the world's oldest leader. So he's saying that Mr. Mugabe must simply step down. And I told him that maybe, like the president himself claimed, he says he's very popular and people are voting for him. And if he feels that Mr. Mugabe must not be the president, that's why we have elections. But again, he says the elections are not even free and fair. And he says that's a bit problematic, Gibbs.
Very interesting indeed. I think after taking this call, I will go to Mr. Chibaya and then Mr. Chuma on that kind of issue. Ye, makhelana kunjani?
Siyaphila mfowethu kunjani?
Hayi impilile kunjani legori kona?
Hayi siyaphila thina ngapha.
Akusho makhelana. Abantu sebeqazile ukukhankasela ukukhetha. Ubona njani konke lokho?
Abantu sebeqalisile ngempela ukukhankasela ukukhetha. And inkulumo ka President Mugabe yokudenounce i-violence leyo ngolimi lwesintu sizayithi inkulumo yabazenzisi, ama-hypocrites. Inkulumo yomuntu othi mayekhuluma engatsho lokho akukhulumayo. Ungayilalela kahle kahle vele wona ilama insinuations awe violence, ngoba uma ethi umuntu umbambele limshaya i-violence leyo into yokuqala. Wesibili, iZanu PF yona ngwayo bonke othuma labo bayazi ukuthi iZanu PF ayingeke iwine ukhetho olukhululekileyo eZimbabwe. Ayingeke come rain come sunshine, ayingeke iziluwine. Bayakwazi othuma kwakona labo. Ngani? Ngoba izwe namhlanje liguqe ngamadolo phansi, akulamsebenzi. Ngakhangela i-service delivery ezweni ayikho, amanzi awekho, ugesi awukho, konke kakukho. So izana ngeke iluwine ukhetho olukhululekileyo. So ke one of the tools ezisebenzisayo ukuwina ukhetho iminyaka yonke i-violence. So bazayiyeka kanjani i-violence bona besazi ukuthi into yobawinisa ukhetho? Into yokuqala leyo, abangeke bayiyeke i-violence. Sabuzana madoda, next year ukhetho soledlule, sibala ama-casualties, abantu abafileyo, abantu abalahlekelwe izandla, abantu abalahlekelwe ngamehlo ngenxa yezanu. Right. Okwesibili okulandelayo yilokho. Eminyakeni edlileyo sibonile madoda ukuthi vele yona ngokwayo izanu i-violent. Ungabheka one, amapholisa yimilisiya yezanu. Amasosha yimilisiya yezanu. Ama-CIO ngamamilisiya ani ezanu. They are trained ukuthi bathi make sure ukuthi izanu iyawina. Nanza uyabona ukuthi ukhetho luka 2013 nangisemakhaya engeke ngiwatsho uregister, amapholisa were there, abantu besaliswa uregister. I saw it mina ngawamamehlo. Abantu besaliswa uregister. Ngakubona izanu i-restrictor abantu abezekhi ababezoregister abantu ukuthi ingayi kuma-strongholds ayo opposition. Abantu behaye amabhasi, which is unheard of, behaye amabhasi ukuthi bazoregister, befika besaliswa. Ngakubona mina abantu one of the sub-books osobhuku umngane wami wanjela wathi la sinika abantu bezanu kuphela incwadi yokaregister, uyabona. Uma nguwe opposition siyakwazi la sikuphi, ayikuyona i-violence yini le, yi-violence le. Kodwa-ke uyabona abantwana babantu abalele emathuneni angaziwayo
bayakulwa
belwela i-one man one vote. Yona leyo izanu esincitsha abantu.
Ngiyabonga makhehlane, siyabonga kakhulu ungadinwa kusasa uyishaya isikhonko seni sibili. Sibongile baba.
Ngibonge kakhulu baba.
Blessing, that is Mr. Makhehlane is in South Africa. So he touched on so many issues, you know. He says one of the issues is that the president is a hypocrite. He says one thing and whatever happens next is something different. And he says, why would a president, a whole president, advocate for the beating up of any person in Zimbabwe? He says this is unheard of for a president to say, okay, apprehend somebody, beat him up, then call the police. He says, no. And then he says, since there are no jobs, you know, and people are suffering in Zimbabwe, it's unlikely that ZANU-PF can win a free and fair election. So he says that's why they're resorting to violence. So he's making those allegations at the time when there's some MTC people that have been attacked, and there's some other ZAPU guys that were attacked in CISA. So all in all, he says, you know, even the state apparatus is part of the government. So it's difficult for, you know, people to actually register and so forth. And he's suspecting that maybe the registration exercise itself is going to be subverted in favor of ZANU-PF. He says he once witnessed that kind of thing.
Let's go back to Honorable Shibaya. Is still on the line?
I'm still on the line, my brother.
Yes, but Honorable Shibaya, your critics are saying it is difficult for the opposition to defeat Mr. Mugabe in next year's elections because there are just too many opposition political parties. Some even say if you put three Zimbabweans in one room, they will form three political parties and two NGOs. How are you going to win?
Hello?
Yes. What are the chances that the opposition can win if you are that divided?
What is your question, my brother?
My question is simply, what are the chances that you win this election if you are that divided? I mean, we have been counting, we have more than 60 opposition political parties in Zimbabwe. I mean, you know, what are the, are you not going to split?
That's a very good question, but I will speak on behalf of other opposition parties, but mm-hmm. I'll only speak on behalf of my party.
Mm-hmm.
It's on record that we defeated Robert Gabriel Mugabe in 2008.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, line is bad. We'll try to call Honorable Chibaya Gibbs.
Now let's go back to Honorable Chuma. Are you still on the line, Honorable Chuma?
Yes, I am.
Now, looking at that scenario in which the president is said to have said, you know, apprehend somebody that is pretending to be a ZANU-PF fellow, beat up that person and, you know, call the police. It reminds me of something. In the 1980s, the president actually said Joshua Nkomo was like a snake in the grass. And in any case, whenever you see a snake in the grass, what you need to do is to hit his head and kill it. So I think here maybe the president may be saying something that is, you know, that is not too good. You know, because even one of the callers is saying, no, he's a hypocrite.
I think it's a bit unfair for you to bring it back that way. And like I'm saying, I was there live, and I was sitting right behind him, and I heard him very clearly. He never said the apprehended beat.
Mm.
You are talking in a scenario of a family, to say, right, we are ZANU-PF. And if one of us decides to do that, we will be knowing who that person is. Mubate, and then take him to the police. Deal with him in a ZANU-PF way. We've got disciplinary structures within our party which can actually be followed and the person is dealt with. But over and above our party system, then take that person to the police, because what they are doing is not proper. Because normally we would have just dealt with this issue within our party and finish it there. And that person is either suspended or expelled from the party. But the president further on goes on to say, but then take that person to the police so that it becomes a criminal case, just besides being an internal issue within ZANU-PF. Because we're talking about our family as ZANU-PF, to say, here are our children, who are children of four veterans, but what they are doing now is not in tandem with what the party wants. Like I've always said, it's so unfortunate that people who detect you about what ZANU-PF is all about and what ZANU-PF stands for, and yet they are not members of ZANU-PF. But as members of ZANU-PF, we are telling you that we stand for peace, for unity. And the president always refers to our late Vice President John Nkomo's statement of peace begins with you, peace begins with me, and peace begins with all of us. And that statement alone then captures our spirit as ZANU-PF. So we're saying that if one of us, one of our family members, as ZANU-PF, decides to go rogue, we must get hold of that person and then use our internal vehicle to deal with that. And then over and above that, let's not leave it there, because that person, Anozo Chaitra, take the issue and make it a criminal issue now and take them to the police. That was his insinuation. He never sort of encouraged the violence again. Yet they were speaking about it. No. We've got children as well, and we would not want them to go through such a painful thing scenario. So he was talking about internally how we deal with our issues internally. But over and above now, he has given the green light to say, let's not leave it internally, but instead, let's involve the police now, which is a state machinery, which means that it becomes a criminal offense, and you can actually even go to jail for that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Gaitiende, Vachibaya, you got cut off. I was talking about lack of coalition among the opposition political parties and your chances of winning.
On that, as a party, we won the 2008 elections, mm-hmm. and it's on record. But as a party, I would like to allude to the fact that we want to work with everybody, every opposition party, every stakeholder in Zimbabwe, so that we can free the people of Zimbabwe who are actually suffering under the ZANU-PF government.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much. Tinenge tine mwe mutereri vatsikira. Vatsikira makadi?
Tiripo makadi niyo.
Aiwa, tiripo. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Okay. Ini kakwanisa kutaura padoko ende pamwe patingakwanisa kupana nzira revanhu veZimbabwe. Nyaya inoitika ndeyekuti kuZimbabwe kune vanhu vanoda kuita humbidzindoga too much vakati wandei. Tikada kutarira chire kuhurumende iripo iri kuita humbimindoga tiri kuzviona right pamapato anopikisa apo pane vamwe mapato ari kuda kuitawo kuti humbimindoga asi vasingadi kuti vamwe vakwanise kuti vaite zviri kupinda mune zvesarudzo zvakafananidzwa ne murume anonzi Mukosana Moyo. Maonero andogona kukwanisa kuita pamaonero angu ndokuti murume uyu murume angagona kwaa kutonga nyika yeZimbabwe maererano nepfungwa dzake dzaainadzo dzinotoone kukati munhu anogona kwava kuita kuti remangwana reZimbabwe rikwanise kuva rine jekerere. Ndakatarisa nebato riri kupikisa guru racho reMDC. Bato iri tinotika chekuti kuti Zimbabwe ingagona kuzobudirira fast ne zvichatora nguva refu inyaya yekuti ibato radova nezvikwereti zvimwe zviri secret zvingatoziva nevezimbabwe kuti panguva iya richatanga kuti richazohwina ne pachazoitakuta semombe dzapinda mumashanga zvokuti kuti Zimbabwe kusa kwaa kuzobudirira fast zvinganetsa asi vanhu vanogona kwava kutopikisa vasina kumbotora nguva refu vachiita zvematsarudzo ndovanogona kwava kuti Zimbabwe ibudire because havana zvikwereti zvakambowanda ite zvimwe zvatingatozivi.
Zvikwereti zvei zvamuri kutaura izvi nai vatsigira
yai tingatotika kuti adzave zvanoga kwavo zvinochema kuti aiwa ndingatovavhanzira masapoters avo asi yaineuti vane Zimbabwe ngavakwanisi kungwara kuziva kuti kana vachisarudza vanhu ngavatarisira ramangwana kuti vatiri kusarudza uyu angakwanisa here kumutsa Zimbabwe.
Okay, saka muri kuti vangosana Moyo ndo vane mukana wakanaka wekuti vagadzire zvinhu nechimbi chimbi.
Mukada kutaurira njiri dzavakusana Moyo vari kutaura zvinhu zvokuti haiwa ini ndanzwa mutaura nenyaya yekuti vari nezvoitewo masipa vari kuti haiwa ndingakwanisa kuti ndingafamba nyika vanhu ezo uchiita vanhu vachimusapota maona zvinhu zvokuti munhu anenge achikwanisa kutaura chokwadi chake panguva iyoyo haasi munhu anenge achivhara vanhu kana kuti aiwa ndoda kutsvaka vanhu ari kutsvaka sapoti nenyaya yekuchenesa vanhu nenyaya yekupa vanhu mari asi munhu anenge kutaura chokwadi chake panguva iyoyo ende zvinhu zvinonzwisika kana manipira nokwanisa kuona.
Saka munozoziva sei manje kuti vari kukambena vadzikiro kuti ava manje kana vasina kana chavari kuratidza?
Aiwa chinoitika chekuti haungakwanisa kutsengipa musikana uchiti kwedu kune mombe sevhini asi ukatime ukagona kutaura chokwadi chakanaka chine pachinobatsira zvokuti hachizokwanisa kupandukira mangwana.
Asi kana kuti munhu akapfeka
tshirtmunhu
akapfeka tshirt vatsikira ukapfeka tshirt unenge uchishambadzirawo kune vamwe hamuzoone here pachizoita dambudziko rekuti vamwe vanogona kunge vasingazivi kuti zviri kufamba sei?
Hakuna zvakambotisa seizvozvo izvo tshirt aikugara ichishambadzira chiunhu kana munhu apaa kutozikamwa atozikamwa tshirt kungofamba kungoshowavo just asi haiseri kwaingadei kwaingatsvaga tsikira.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vatsikira, muchiramba muchifona tichimbotaura nemi.
Okay, ndatenda.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Mr. Tsikira, he says he's backing Dr. Nkosana Moyo, and he has no problems with his strategies, for example, of not holding rallies or giving his supporters t-shirts, and he says that, you know, he can quickly turn around the fortunes of the country. That's why he is backing him, Gibbs.
Now, let's read some messages. We've got Joseph, you're saying, I'm watching you from RSA, that is South Africa. John Betty says, I'm watching you guys from Norton near Harare. Then Wilbert writes, Mugabe is still using old ways of intimidating opposition parties through violence. And when you hear Mr. Mugabe saying no to violence, you must know he is actually calling for violence. Then Wellington Mututwa says, I'm just joining you guys. Thanks for the show. Then Rashid says, that guy, Chibaya, is the MP of my constituency. We've been voting for him, but there is nothing that he has done significantly done in the constituency. We want the MTC to articulate what they are offering the population rather than to only say, Mugabe must go. Then Polite Kwakuba Maphosa and Sean Macheza say, we are watching you guys. Tabani. Tabani, kunjani? Yeah, nyapila kunjani wena?
Hayi siyavuka linjani kodwa?
Hayi siyachona lapha ke ungaphuze goli.
Ake mtswana.
Yeah, kunjani mtswana?
Hayi kono konje kuyaqanda, kuhlala eganga enike indawo engayisiyo kuyikho kubudlungiswe.
Ngakhulu yeah, phosela kho baba Thabani.
Eh, ngizama ukukhulumisana lo baba uShuma lapho. Ubaba uShuma iqiniso yalazwe sizokulikhipha. Ngizwela futhi abantwana laba bethu asebebasebenzisa ngalesi sikhathi. Ngoba amahhovethi bayasebenzisile azaphakamisa izandla acatshangwe ngesikhathi sokufanele ayibulala abantu. Ngesikhathi sokufanele bona badle badla bodwa. Babafakile abantu egangeni emapulazini lapha bebasebenzisa. Kathesi babaxotshile abaningi bakhona. Behambe bebulala abantu vana babazama ukuthi silungise imilizwe sihlangene. Abantwana laba abancane kathesi abanye basibisa ngendlela zonke ukuthi sibafundise ezikolo bahambe babe ngamapholisa. Ukuba ngamapholisa babo kuyatshintsha futhi babuye bazobulala thina sebesetshenziswa yibo kathi bekufanele thina nabantwana bathini balwele thina. Emavotini laba abantu abasisosheni bonke lamapholisa ngabaphume entenizeni ezozoao uchuma iqiniso yalazwe siloku kulikhuluma kuphela ebantwini ngoba usasekhonapho ekuzanu pf uzathi kusasa uzabe selalaba abanye abaningi abaxoshwa khonapho uzabe selikhuluma iqiniso kodwa isikhathi sabo sesindlini. Ngiyabonga ba.
Hayi, sibonge kakhulu ke Thabani ungadinela kusasa ba. That is Mr. Thabani. He's saying a lot of things here. He says, you know, war veterans were used by the president and his party for a long time. Some even were used for invading farms that were owned by commercial farmers. So he says when they saw that, you know, they were no longer enjoying any kind of, you know, symbiotic relationship with the president, since it was now one way, they left. So some of them are now not even supporting the president. So he says he's worried about the president now turning to the youth. And he guesses that he wants to use them and use them in a very, very effective way to actually perpetrate some violence and do whatever they can. You know, he says he suspects again that some of them will be trained as militia and they're going to cause havoc. So at the end of the day, he says, Honorable Chuma knows all this. And at the end of the day, this is going to be very problematic in the near future.
And Mr. Chibaya, you heard what one of the callers said there, that the MDC's only policy is that President Robert Mugabe must go. That's Plan A. Plan B is read Plan A slowly. President Robert Mugabe must go and nothing else.
People, they can just say that because they don't maybe understand. We are quite aware that during the inclusive government, when my president, who was the prime minister by then, during the inclusive government, the economy actually stabilized. You know, we're facing problems of cash, almost basic commodities, they were not to be seen. But when my president, the president of Zimbabwe, we started seeing at least things moving. We started to use US dollars. But now you agree with me that the government of today, they introduced the body notes, they are nowhere to be seen. US dollars, they are nowhere to be seen. jobs, they are nowhere to be seen. So we don't just talk, but we deliver. And the people of Zimbabwe fully understand very well that the only person who can free us from the sufferings we are facing today is none other than President Mugabe Tsvangirai. And even the person who are saying that the MDC say Mugabe must go, fully know very well that the only person, and I've got no doubt, my brother, that the person who are saying MDC says Mugabe must go, that the person come 2018, I tell you, he will definitely vote for President Mugabe Tsvangirai. Because nobody wants to see the current situation continue and continue. Everybody wants to see a better life.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in Zimbabwe, to be honest with you, even Grace Mugabe and their children, they will vote for President Mugabe Tsvangirai, but that's what the future is.
Mm-hmm.
You can't invest your future at a person who is 94, 95 years old. Definitely no.
Thank you so much. Of course, you have every right to refer to the First Lady since she is in politics. And, but normally we don't encourage you to also bring in their children who are not politicians. I think let's deal with those holding public office or who are politicians. Rigaitenda kunemwe mutereri va goronga makadi.
Tiripo makadiwo baba.
Aiwa tiripo tipo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ah, isitona sokuti ndoda kutanga kutaura pamashoko mutungamiri wenyika wokuti hanzi vanoita zvemirizhonga ngavaone kuva chisungwa.
Mhm.
Mashoko iwawo hafani kutaurwa nomunhu mukuru.
Mhm.
Nokuti takavatarisa tinoona kuti vamugabe vari kuvanda muganda warenyimo.
Mhm.
Pose panongoitwa violence iyo vanenge vachiti afanika vari kudziva. Asi vachitokurudzira zvikuru zvokuti mashoko avo iwavo avataura kulupani ndoona sokutoti vatovesa moto zvokutoti moto iyo haudzimuriki kana vachida kuti tinatso kubata chokwadi chokuti ivo havadi zvemhirizhonga ngavamboongorora zvakaitika pabhavara vamudzuri muHarare paduriro nezvakaitika kuna kansela ndokuti vanhu tigonatso kubata kuti kana vakabata makororo iwavo noti vana vavo.
Mhm.
Saka vanofarwa kutoti vatoona kuti vangaitei navo ndokuti ruzhinji rwose rugutsikane.
Mhm.
Iye mukuru wakaita sei asingadi kuregedza chitanda.
Mhm.
Zvokwadi kana vanhu vose vakaterera patinenge tiri kunze kwenyika tinoshorwa zvisingaiti kunze ha kwemi hamuna here mumwe munhu wamungagona kumuita mutungamiriri.
Mhm.
Moisa vamunhu otonetseka nokutomira patati tichitovaona vanyange kuma TV vachitaura kulupanuko. Unongoona kuti hazvichabviri kana iwo muzano chavo chaiwo hamutori navanhu vane njere zvokuti kana chitonzwa chuma achitopikiza pikizapo chuma ngave semunhu mukuru.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vagoronga nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa tinofara zvikuru nyaya iyoyo ngaigadziriswe. Isu tiri kukurudzirawo vanhu kuti vanorejista kuti vavhote tibvise iro bato ireri rashungurudza vanhu iri.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Mr. Goronga, there Gibbs says he does not think that President Robert Mugabe is sincere when he talks about ending political violence, because he's saying that alleged perpetrators of violence are not being arrested.
Mm-hmm.
You remember what President Lyndon Johnson once said, that if one day I walk on top of the water, my opponents will say he cannot swim.
Yeah.
So whether Mr. Mugabe criticizes violence or he's, you know, he's still blamed.
Mm-hmm.
Some people always find fault.
That's it. Honorable Chuma, can you react to some of these remarks being made by different people? Go ahead.
Well, I would tell you that people are allowed to their opinions. It's democratic for such a right to be bestowed upon them. So it would be funny for me to try and convince the already lost, when you see that now it's a total lost case. The truth of the matter is that ZANU-PF is known by a member of ZANU-PF.
It cannot be known by a non-member. And our systems and policies and principles that guide us, we have them, we know them, and we adhere to them. But yes, we agree that within the component of ZANU-PF, you will find rotten apples, as much as you find them even in the NDC. Even in America, you would find such scenarios whereby somebody goes wayward. And that is understandably so, because that's the nature of our society. But it does then not necessarily mean that that bad person must then determine the holistic image of that certain organization. So as a party, as ZANU-PF, we say no to violence. The president has spoken about it several times, and he keeps on speaking about it. And if somebody chooses not to believe that, tough luck, but that is exactly what we believe in as ZANU-PF. That is exactly what the president stands for as a person, as a leader. And he has always said that so much, being also a Christian leader. So we are zero tolerance to violence, but we are going to have these elements perpetrating these kind of acts, but we need to deal with them as individuals. That is the only way we are going to win this war. But if we want to bracket them and sort of put them in one basket and then tame it ZANU-PF, it is always going to be difficult, because you find people like me who are members of ZANU-PF, who also is an active politician as a member of parliament. When I go around in my constituents campaigning, I also denounce violence, and I've never had incidences of violence within my structure. So that's me. That's the preaching and the doctrine of ZANU-PF. But if my neighbor decides to do, to do otherwise, it does then not necessarily mean that it is ZANU-PF. So I think we need to agree on that. That's ZANU-PF for you. Whether you like it or not, we are saying no to violence, and that's it.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chuma. Stay on the line. Is Lubavagi Ungube Osekumani? Baba Ngube, Sabon?
Yebo, ngiyabonga ukuthi ningenzekile.
Ye, kubeka khonapho ke utsho
ungakutsho. Lapha ikakhulu uChuma lo ophuma ukukhuluma kathi.
Ye, kubeka.
UChuma akananzelele kakhulu ukuthi nxa engumuntu wesintu impela. Kambe sisuke namuhla isile ma-30 something years thina abesiNdebeleni. Kambe ukubona ukuthi le inkulumo ebikhulunywa namuhla esemhlolo iqondile naye ibiqhutshwa ngumongameli. Yikho ngithi mina uChuma kazinuke amagwapha abone sifile thina amaNdebele namuhla lokhu singabantu esingaphuma egcekeni ngendlela yokwesaba ukucathiswa. UChuma ngakithi kazinuke amagwapha ngoba sithwele nzima thina isizwe sikamthakazi.
So nxa usithi lithwele nzima akukubeke sibili mgceke khonapho asitshayi nje asifithe umbhindla yokuthi bhadla.
Ye, ukuthi bhadla kwami ukuthi uChuma yena ngokwakhe uphakathi kokusuda, kodwa isizwe sethu esimandebeleni silamba, ngoba lanamhlanje ilizwi likhangele ukuthi umkhonomi uwile ngenxa yabo uChuma. Laba yibo abawise ilizwe bhadla nyatho ukuthi uChuma babuyise ilizwe. Yena nxa ebona abantu abethu behlupheka namhla kade beviziwe bebizelwa izulu lomhlaba anamasoze bafa balithola. Kambe uthi ngakho
Baba Chuma, nzathi uphendule khonapho masinya nje. Uyakhuluma umuntu omdala, mphendule baba.
Yebo, ngiyamuzwa into umuntu omdala uyalabela lapha, kodwa into engifuna ukubana ngiyifake egcekeni ukuthi bona kukhulu kakhulu njalo singathatha isikhathi eside sikhuluma ngakho ukuthi siqase ukhuluma ukuthi na kusukele ngaphi waya nga. Kodwa baba, into kumele uyinanzelele ukuthi thina silapha sikhona ngenxa yokuthi nina abadala bethu behamba lobaba uNkomo lasibambanisa izaphu leZanu. Kwaba yinto yini ngaba yiZANU-PF. Ubaba uNkomo washiyete una lingasuki khonapha abantwana bami. Yikubona lokhu sikhonapha. Unless ukwazi uyomvusa avukati athi hayi phumani, maybe singaphuma. Kodwa kungathi sihambelela lana elomufi, ngoba elomufi lalinjani ngaleqiwa. Ye, kunezinto ezingabi kuhle, ngiyakwazi kulokhu kuhlupheka okuthize. Kuhlupha wonke umuntu baba, akuhluphi wena wedwa. Siyakwazi sibili kunzima. Yikubona
nxa ulalela ulandelisisa ivame kakhulu ukukhuluma ngeduzo lezi edalele parliament ngale silungisisa khonoko ukuthi wona abengxenye yangapha emandebeleni abathole labo okufanele umelele uthole kwezenotho evelive lonke jikelele so sisimile baba eparliament siyalwa ngakho impumelelo yakhona iyakhanya nanku kuyabuya ngikhuluma nje kathesi lapha sithe sidlula umnyaka wendlala lowo for the first time uhulumende ubuyile wazosinceda lapha emadrobheni wanika abantu umumbu ngenxa yokukhuluma kwethu
iparliament
so siyama siyalwa ukuthi wona umathebelo omuhle umthwakazi omuhle laye athole impucuko laye athole okungcono okuzathengisa ukuthi lathi sizalwane enza lapha ezimbabwe
siyabonga kakhulu ke golide ubambe khonapho ke baba I think umzwile khonapho ke ncube sibongile lawe kakhulu ba
hayi siyabonga
kodwa
bekunanzeleli ukuthi bahuga abantu ngaleyo ndlela kathesi uvele kuleshelo lokuthi sokukugwa nabo abavele bengabhenefitwa lutho ababesempini ukuthi kababuye bezokubhalisa at the last minute ngoba sokulanda ama-election please abake bexwane lo mthwakazi bemnike lehlupheko ngoba wena wavela wabulawa ukoma usishiye sidiliziwe sifile kodwa sithi unkulunkulu kasimele
siyabonga kakhulu ncube ungadina kusasa baba. Yeah, thank you so much, Ncube. So that was Mr. Ncube. He's very angry that Mr. Chuma may not be telling the truth. He says people are suffering and Chuma knows, and at the end of the day, people are just being used by ZANU-PF for its own purposes. And so, but Mr. Chuma said, no, there's a lot that has been done, you know, to actually uplift some people in his region. So now I don't know whether I take a caller or you go to Mr. Chibaya, then we come back to the caller.
Let's just quickly take a caller.
Let's take a caller, yes.
To, yeah, Mr. Chibaya.
Mnumzana story, ukonetu wani?
Yes, our course.
Yeah, unjan story.
Anya pila wakulu.
Yeah, pose lako sibili, baninga bandofunu ngeru kutelo.
Eh, minite wakala njanga kala njini, ukuthi ezano pefu veli zagela regili yege. Siyakubona kwamanje isisilekile ukusebenza namazwi manje sithembela kithanga laba abasakhulayo yesikubasebenzisa and futhi sisebenzisele kwabo ibasebenzisela khona lokho ukuthi bahambe besezudlakela hamba bethiya abantwana babantu ngezinto ezincane
ye ifoni yakho iyaqhumeka ifoni yakho baba
hello
ye ifoni yakho isiqhumeka qedisa khona baba
wo ngithi iZANU-PF indlela eyenza ngayo leli vele ngasayisebenzisontaka isebenzisela khona lokho okuthi bahambe behlukumeza abantu beshaya abantu ukuze ulwine lolo khetho ngendlela engiyibonayo yikho nje kuphela indlela nalezane ezokusebenzisa ukhetho kuphela nje into ekhona efunekayo yokuthi i-MDC iqinise nje kuphela umanyana wabo lowo ngendlela yokuthi
Yeah, I think his phone is not doing well there. Mm-hmm. But the little that I heard from him is, you know, ZANU-PF is actually creating some kind of chaos ahead of the 2018 general election. So he says at the end of the day, they want to use the youth to create that kind of violence so that people will be coward, you know, in terms of voting. So I think maybe he's got a point there.
That's his own point of view there. Let's go back to Mbozo Kirashakare kuna Vachibaya. Vachibaya, tiri kuona kuti muri kuita misangano yakawanda wanda nemamisha umu. Muri kutambirwa sei?
Maita zvakanaka chose. Tiri kutambirwa kumamisha, madzishe nemasabhuku. Vari kutiwa zvokwadi tane bato reZANU-PF. Zvakango vati nyepera asi chiri pahapana chero maovheti chaiwo vari kuchema kuti vana vedu havasi kuenda kuzvikoro ivo maovheti pache zvavo pamwe chete nemasabhuku mari dzavaipiwa mwedzi wogaoga hakuchina zvandakataura nezvokuti izvo nyika yose iko zvino kusanganisira navachumava havangatauri zvavo pamhepo mwana mai angu asi patinosangana kupalamendiko tichikuru vakaitiwa zvokwadi chibaya mwana mai angu ndaida ZANU-PF chose asi gondegunha zvandikurira nokuti vana vangu vamwe vakapedza zvikoro havasi kuenda kumabasa mishonga muzvipatara hamuna mari kumabhengi hakuna vana vakabva chovari nemabasa pakakambirwa nezanup 2013 hakuna saka hapana chakanaka saka ndingati inini
matambudziko ari muno munyika hakuna munhu akati kwesere acharamba achati pamberi nezano acharamba achavhutura zano PF. Chandingakurudzira vakateerera panguva dzino ndechekuti munhu wese asina awane makore 18 zvichienda mberi achaitwa inonziyo voter registration pachanyoreswa panyuwani kurejesa kuvhota vanhu vese vezimbabwe ngavarejese kuvhota kuitira kuti 2018 wasvika vana vezimbabwe vazvisunungure kupfurikidza nokuvhota tive neutungamiriri hwoujekerere utungamiriri hwavatsvangirai avo vanozikamwa nyika yose vanozikamwa pasi rose kuti pavakaita prime minister wenyika takatanga kuona zvipatara zvichiita mishonga takatanga kuona muno munyika tichishandisawo mayusa takatanga kuona muno munyika ikonomi yedu mabasa achiwanikwa zvipatara zvichiita mishonga vana vachiendawo kuzvikoro so ndo zvatiri kushuvira munyika yezimbabwe ungava hako kana ungati kana chihuri asi nyaanenge ripo nekuti kana chingori chihuriwo muno munyika yezimbabwe mwana wako haasiri mukuru wemapurisa vabereki vako havasi vakuru vemapurisa hama dzako havasi vakuru vemapurisa vanhu vese muno munyika yezimbabwe vari kununga svosve nemuromo saka ndinoti inini muchibimbu vana vezimbabwe kusanganisira kuzanu PF nemayuth atinyanga akaunganidziwa kuti ramangwana ravo rakajeka riri mumavoko pamogemutsvangirai pamwe chete nemdct saka handei tose torekisa kuvhota handei tose tindovhota kuvhutira vatsvangirai kuti ramangwana riri rengadi rakanaka tatenda
siyabonga Gibbs ubaba Chuma.
So before I go to Mr. Chuma, honorable Chuma, we've got Pamela Kumalo sent us a message on Facebook. Pamela Kumalo says, President Mugabe and ZANU-PF always promise a lot but do nothing. Then we've got McKay Alexi. He says, I've just joined you guys. The same applies to Max Manyika in California. Mm-hmm. He says he's watching. And he says, it's true that ZANU-PF has become a curse on us. So it sounds like a very sad guy there. Then Livingstone Flexus Masango says, what is Mr. Chuma talking about? He's talking about a lot of things there. Yeah? And then we've got Max again. He says, build Zimbabwe Alliance, BZA all the way. Which one is that? Do you know? Maybe that's another coalition, right? So, what about Chuma? So, maybe at times, ZANU-PF is always celebrating when it sees all these kind of parties, you know, opposition parties and so forth. Is it the reason why you're always winning? Or maybe we are stretching it too far, eh?
Well, I was listening to my brother, Honorable Chibaya. We are very, very good parties, actually. We always tag along together in parliament. And I heard him really trying to impress his principal, Moses Sangrai, by campaigning for MDC on points of America Studio 7. I hope they promote you, my brother, because kind of as a promoter, I will cry foul personally to Sangrai. You are doing very well to campaign for the party. But anyway, it may be, one thing that I will tell you, that is the problem that our opposition has here. They have nothing at all except to say, Mugabe must go, ZANU-PF must go, Mugabe must go, ZANU-PF must go. That is all they have. They look at things and just critique those things, and then their solution is Mugabe must go, ZANU-PF must go. But then when Mugabe goes and ZANU-PF goes, then what after that?
Thank you, Honorable Chuma.
And they don't have that solution.
Thank you, Honorable Chuma. Unfortunately, thank you, thank you. We've run out of time. Thank you to Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF MP, and also Honorable Amos Chibaya, MDCT MP. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, good night, Zimbabwe. Don't forget to visit VOA Studio 7, Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. Have a nice weekend.